Well, hello, it's Alan here. It's Radio Leaving 372. A wee quick short episode, which comprises of five breakfast reviews so far we've done in season number four. And episode number seven of the podcast is on its way. But until then, here's a wee filler programme for you to enjoy. Five breakfast reviews, five excellent establishments. Enjoy. Well, I'm going to tell you something good because we are now going to go on to our first breakfast review of season four. And I believe for this one, we stayed local, Mrs. Rowan.
Yes, we did. We went to Roos in Dumbarton, which is in Wallace Street.
Wallace Street in Dumbarton. Yes. One of the oldest, in the Newton, as they say, one of the oldest streets in Dumbarton and a famous street. Not because of the Wallace connotation, although that makes it famous enough. There was a famous actor born there at number 3 Wallace Street where Roo's Kitchen is. Do you know who it was?
No, I do not.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, tell me.
It was James Cosmo.
Oh, why?
Yes.
He's quite famous, isn't
he? He is.
Yeah.
Yes, he plays all these kind of hard men, Scots people and all that.
Yeah.
He must be about 110 now. Anyway, he was born on number 3 Wall Street, where Roos is, formerly known as...
Scruples.
Yes.
Yes, but they weren't owned by the same people, obviously.
No.
So, do you know why Roos is so-called Roos?
Is it got something to do with kangaroos, maybe? Are the owners Australian?
No, they're not. But they're owned by Victoria and Amy Edwards. But Roos stems from Victoria. And she was called Roo when she was a baby in the kitchen where she worked.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's a wee factoid about Victoria. Did you know that when she was 18... she won the Young Highland Chef of the Year, run by the Albert Roux Consultancy. And she also worked at Le Gavroche with Monica Galletti.
Oh my, she's quite top-notch stock then,
no
isn't
half.
She?
Imagine having to work with Monica Galletti. Jeez, oh. Every time I watch her in MasterChef, she absolutely frightens me.
No, but I saw a programme about her and she's actually quite nice.
Is she?
She is, yeah.
I think it's a very tough business, though, being a chef.
Yeah, where did she also work?
Well, I know you're going to tell me. Go tell me.
Andy Murray's Cromlech's restaurant.
Cromlech's, we've been there.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Yes.
I wasn't impressed. She wasn't, Victoria wasn't working there at the time, clearly.
No, she wasn't. She was too busy setting up Roos.
Well, talking of which, so it's a local place in Dumbarton. And there are not many places in Dumbarton where you can go for a breakfast, but this is one of them. And as we said earlier, it was formerly known as Scruples as a wee cafe. Now, a wee thing here, we've actually been twice since we recorded the review. We went when Amy and Victoria took it over, and then we went back when it was fully refurbished. So the basis of the review is on the fully refurbished one.
Yeah, so it's been nicely refurbished, kind of a black and...
Slate. Kind of colour. Yes, it's actually nice. It's very, very modern.
Yeah. And do you know what they do, apart from breakfast? They do kind of themed evenings, which I believe are very popular.
Yes.
So we'll need to try one of them.
We are going to do that.
Yes,
we certainly will do that. I think you have to book well in advance.
Yeah, you do, because they book out very quickly.
Yeah. And they're also, both of them are famous for doing external catering.
Yeah.
Weddings and such like. And know a couple of people who have had the privilege of eating their food, and apparently it's very good.
Yes, it is.
Now,
I believe that you had a wee Highlander.
I did. I had a wee Highlander breakfast. It's £6.50.
Which is fantastic value.
Which is very good value, yes, and it's more than enough at the time that I had it. They have a big Highlander version, I think it's called. And that's a couple
fully fledged Highlander.
A fully fledged, with a kilt on and all
my.
That. Yeah, talking of kilts, right, I'm never wearing a kilt ever again, right? I had to wear a kilt in the summer of 2023 for the weddings that we're at, and I've just it's not for me.
Yeah. No, you look nice in it, so.
Nah, it's definitely not for me.
Yep.
So £8.50 for the bigger version, and I can't remember what you had. Scrambled egg and toast, I believe. Yes.
I did have scrambled egg and toast. It was delicious.
It was.
Yes. And a nice pot of tea.
Yes. Now, the tea is priced at £2.70, which is excellent value.
Value, because I must have got about 3 or 4 cups from pot. Yeah.
And I had a cup of latte, £3.40, probably standard. You can get a flat white at £3.
Yep.
Which, again, is a good value. Now, one thing is, they do... On a Sunday, in the times that we go, it's always busy. We've been fortunate the twice we've been there because we've been walk-ins, we've managed to get a table. But I think the advice is, if you want to be guaranteed a table, you should book.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, book in advance.
That said, take a chance and walk in.
Yes.
Yes, you could get a table, or you could get to sit on the big bench at the back.
Yes, that's right. Share a table with some other people.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, that though, yeah. I have to say.
And their cakes are, the home baking is second to none.
Indeed.
And haven't been in for lunch yet, but I believe they do lovely lunches.
Yes, yes. Yeah, all of that will be tested.
Yes, but, it will.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we have given it an overall score of...
I think we gave it 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10. A wee half mark off. Right. Why did we give it a half mark off?
Well, I'm not sure why you gave it. I think I gave it for a member of the staff.
No, it was for the butter.
Oh, the butter. Right, okay. Yeah.
So, we're extremely picky here.
Yeah.
But we're sticking to our own rules. So when the breakfast came out for Mrs. Rowan, she likes lots of butter, even though it makes her burp all day.
No.
So we didn't get enough butter. That's one thing that...
To
be fair, yes.
When I asked for some more butter, they brought me three lots of butter.
Yes, you ended up with too much.
Yes, I actually left
but
one.
I'm afraid this will be half point off. Now, next time we go back, it'll be a 10 of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
So
yeah.
That's Rose Dumbarton, once again, in Wallace Street. Brilliant.
Yeah, and they're on Instagram at Rose, R-O-O-S.
Are you sure it's not R-O-O-C?
Well, I thought maybe because she was called the baby with Albert Rue, it might have been R-O-U-X.
Right, we're moving on.
So it's at Rose, R-O-O-S. Come on, you're confusing me now. At Rue's R-O-O-S _ kitchen. And it's owned by the lovely Victoria and Amy Edwards. So thanks, ladies.
Now, the best part of the programme then, Mrs. Ryan. Oops, a wee bit far away from the microphone. It's a draughty and scurry today.
It's freezing. Baltic.
We are going to do our breakfast review.
Ooh, our best part of the programme.
Indeed. Now, where did we go this time?
We went to Killearn, and it's called the Kitchen Window.
Yes.
Which used to be the Five Sisters. No, that's a zoo, isn't it? The Three Sisters, even. Three Sisters Bake.
Yeah, I think it was, aye.
Yeah, it used to be, yeah.
Now, this is 9 miles outside the lovely town of Dumbarton, but it does feel as if you're quite far away, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but a pleasant drive through the Stirling Straits, is it?
No,
through Gartaharn.
We went through Gartaharn, yes. Up the back road. So, yep.
Yeah, we passed the Dumpling, which is a lovely hill to walk if you want lovely views of Loch Lomond.
Indeed.
Yes.
This is a breakfast
room. I know it is a breakfast room. I'm digressing. I'm just talking about setting the scene of how we got there, Mr. F.
Indeed. It's set in an old church hall now. We were there before when it was the sister's place, if you remember rightly.
Yes, I do.
And it's now been taken over by someone else, it would appear. But we don't know who they're called. But we had an unusual start to the visit.
Yes, we did. We arrived there about 10:30, which isn't too late or too early for breakfast, I don't think, or brunch. And they said the kitchen was closed for 30 minutes until 11 o'clock to give the chef a break.
Yeah, timing slightly wrong. We arrived there at 11 and it was 11:30.
Oh, right, okay, sorry about that. Yeah, it's very pedantic, as Mr.
Details. But yeah, I thought that was quite an unusual start.
Yeah, it was. But in fairness to them, about 10 to, well, I would have said 10 to 11, but it was be 20 past 11. They came over, they offered us coffee and everything. So we had a coffee and a wee chat while we were waiting.
And yeah, and you had the biggest pot of tea for one.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was amazing. And then.
And what did we share? It was an Empire biscuit.
We shared an Empire biscuit, yeah. Which is one of my favourites. And then we ordered when the lady kindly came over about 20 past 11.
Yep,
so the orders were all in ready for the kitchen.
Now, this particular venue has a couple of specialities, and I tried them both.
Oh, yes, you did.
So the first thing that I had was the most amazing brioche French toast, which was served with crispy, streaky bacon and lashings of maple syrup.
And I've never seen bread so thick.
Oh, it was
but it was so...
utterly gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can't fault it.
I had a little mouthful, I must confess.
You had more than a little mouthful.
I had a little bit of food envy.
£12.95. And you chose for your brunch what?
I had whipped goat's cheese salad and sourdough bread. and it was delicious.
That looked nice too. Not for me though. And then we had to try a separate portion of the hand-cut crisps stroke chips.
Oh yeah, they were
served with sea salt.
Bollocks, the one
£5.95, and these are absolutely delicious. There is no difficult to describe them. They're in the menu. They're called chips, but they're actually thin crisps, aren't they?
Yeah, they're kind of thin slices of potatoes, obviously deep fried, and you get different seasonings. So we chose just the sea salt, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think the popular one is the chicken salt.
Yes,
Which we were a wee bit afraid of.
I know.
We didn't
I was kind of thinking
that.
Of an OXO, a chicken OXO cube sprinkled over. But it probably wasn't that, because they were a very popular dish looking at the other tables.
Yeah, I agree. So that was £5.95, and I had a latte at £2.95. Wow. Great value.
Yeah, and I had my delicious pot of tea that had about five cups in it.
Your tea was £2.50. Yeah. Now, here we go. Service was spot on.
Yes.
Yeah. The place is great, and it's good too for a wee bit of people watching, which we did indulge
very good,
in.
Yes, we had some posh people in there.
We certainly did.
Had a little Tarquin.
And Olivia.
Olivia.
Yes, we were getting told what to eat.
Yes.
So the total bill that day came to £38, and I have to say, I couldn't fault it.
No, I couldn't either. I think we would definitely have to give that a 10 out of 10.
Totally agree.
Yep.
So that's a 10 out of 10 in the Radio Leaving Breakfast Review. And if you're interested, that's the Kitchen Window in Killearn, www.kitchenwindowkillearn.com. And they are also on Instagram at Kitchen Window Killearn, KILLERN. A 10 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely worth going to, well, no matter where you live.
Bit far if you're down south.
Yeah, I suppose so. But if you're travelling through Killearn, yes. Make sure you stop off. This is
Radio Leaving. So it's breakfast review time, Mrs. Ryan.
Yes, our favourite part of the show.
Indeed.
And this week we're reviewing the Marigold Cafe, and that's in the leafy suburbs of Glasgow's West End.
Yes, I remember
that. Yes, it's on Park Road.
Yeah, it took us ages to find the damn place, if I remember.
Well, we walked the long way round, didn't we? We had a nice stroll round the leafy suburbs.
It describes itself as Kelvin Grove. I would have argued with that, actually, but when you come out, actually, Kelvin Grove Park is just adjacent over it, but... When people say to me, Kelvin Grove in Glasgow,
thinking...
think
of where the art galleries
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, University Avenue and all that good stuff, but anyway.
Well, it's not far from there.
Not far.
To be fair. Yeah. So it describes itself as a cocktail and wine bar, so that's right up our street then, isn't it, Mr. F?
Aye.
And it opens at 12 p.m, so if you're up at 8 o'clock, that might be a wee bit late for your breakfast.
Yeah.
So it's more kind of maybe a brunch venue. I would say.
At 12 o'clock, I would say so.
Now, can you remember what you had, Mr. Ray?
I do, yes. Again, we went along on the basis of some positive social media reviews, and I saw this on TikTok. I see TikTok, I hate it. Do you know why I hate it? Because you kind of put it down and it numbs your brain. It really
does. Was I always wrong with you then? Goodness sake, because he's a bit...
Do you want to watch a film, Mr. Ev? No, I don't have the commitment time for that 4 hours later.
He's watching
75,000 15-second TikTok reviews.
And how can you watch so many people cleaning a house? Reset Sunday and I feel ready with me.
I feel an episode coming on. Anyway.
Anyway, you're digressing, Mr.
What was the question?
What did you have for your breakfast?
They have what's called a breakfast naan, mm-hmm. right? Which it is utterly magnificent when you see the pictures of it. And I thoroughly recommend it. What was in it?
Well, you had bacon.
Yes.
Black pudding.
I did.
Pork and leek sausage.
Outstanding.
Fried egg.
Mm-hmm.
Masala sauce.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was it. And a wee portion of chili jam on the side.
The chili jam was explosive,
mm-hmm.
but lovely.
Now, that masala sauce was second to none.
It's just outstanding. Now, they presented it to me, and I thought, I've seen people eating this with their hands only, and they gave me a knife and a fork. I tried the knife and a fork. It doesn't work.
You have to use your hands.
Your horns, as we say.
And can you remember how much that cost?
It was very reasonable. Was it about £12 or something?
Oh, £10.50.
£10.50. There you go. Bargain. Yeah.
And I had the breakfast naan roll, which was basically a naan bread with bacon and chilli jam. And it was, just hit the mark. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Very, very tasty.
It was very good, yes.
I would say our drinks were quite expensive.
Well, it's a pub.
The breakfast tea was £3.15.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And your latte was £4.10.
That's outrageous.
That's eye-watering, isn't it?
Now, that, I know what we've scored this. I might have to take another point off of that, actually.
But we did have a alcoholic refreshment.
We did, but well, we had one of the finest beers in Glasgow.
Yeah, Heverlee.
Which is £5.95, I think.
Yeah, and I had a half pint and that was £3.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
No.
So you're better drinking beer rather than getting coffee there. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely. 12 o'clock might be too early.
Rubbish. Yeah, yeah.
Rubbish.
Yeah, so the service was top notch as we walked in. Good table, no fuss. And Max, our waiter, was very attentive. And he was a nice, pleasant chap to talk to.
Agree.
Yes.
So
he was well brought up.
Now, I think I will stick to our original score then. Really, at £4, though, that should be another half a point off. In fact, I'm going to take a half a point off.
Oh, you're being a bit mean.
I'm not, because I think coffee's getting served over £3.50 is just, I think it's taking the
mickey. I know, but the food was
That's fine. Well, the food itself was outstanding, but no. I'm afraid not. So that takes
Well, we
him
gave
down.
It to a 9 out of 10, so you're dropping it tonight, yeah, now, 8.5.
And tell them why I took a point off.
Well, Mr. F's taking a point off because of the price of your tea and coffee.
No, oh, that's a half a point. No, what's the real
point?
Well,
half a point. Or your real point. oh, dear goodness. A full point was taken off for adding a service charge to our bill.
Don't do
with
that.
With no note of it being discretionary.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows Mr. F, that is his pet hate. And he really embarrasses me because he always asks staff to take it off. And then he'll leave a tip. So,
yeah, so let's,
I don't see the point of him taking it off just to leave it.
Let's clear this up, right? So tipping is discretionary, right? That's up to you as the customer to do that, I feel. I don't think establishments should be forcing it upon you by putting it on the bill, claiming it's discretionary, then you exercising that discretion and them to go in a huff. This is a new thing. You can't do that anymore, I'm afraid. And it's a modern way. I don't like it.
They didn't go in a huff. They were very attentive.
No, I know, but they generally do.
But the farcical thing is, as I keep saying, Mr. F, you just leave the money anyway.
Aye, but that's the point. That's me doing that. I'm not putting it onto the bill. Mm-hmm. Actually, you're wrong, because 9 times out of 10, I don't leave a tip at all.
But I do.
I won't do it. The worst offender for that is, and they will never and haven't responded to emails or messages, is the lane. In Ashton Lane, up mm-hmm. the stairs, the loft. One day we went in there, and after, it was just after my operation, actually.
Yes.
And we went in for a wee celebratory bottle of wine and ordered the wine, and he charged me another, 45 pence just for the privilege of him serving me. That's not right. I don't think.
Well, what he did say to you was, well, you've got two glasses.
That doesn't matter. I'm not having it, right?
And you said, are we allowed to take them home with us?
Aye. No service charges, please. It's nonsense. You already pay your staff. I'm not going to do that. If you want to pay me a service charge, I can use your staff toilets in your canteen. That's what I say. Anyway, so that's the Kelvin Grove Cafe in... Oh, it's not the Kelvin Grove Cafe.
No, Alan, for goodness sake.
For God's sake, now. It's the Marigold Cafe.
The Marigold Cafe.
The Kelvin Grove Cafe is another review.
Yeah, but the Marigold Cafe, the food was... Mwah. Yep. Chef's kiss. Mwah.
So it's
eight, that's a ticky-tock thing. Mwah.
8.5 out of 10.
8.5 out of 10. Well done, guys.
You're listening to Radio Leighton 372. Radio Leighton 372. Dumbarton's podcast. So, we are now into the bowls of this particular edition, and we're going to do our world famous breakfast review.
Breakfast review. World famous? Is that a bit of a poetic license, Mr.
Not,
Riff?
Not at all. Our podcast goes all over the world. And we're famous.
Hey.
So put two of them together and we're world famous.
Famous, hey.
Right, so this one, we actually stumbled upon this place, if you remember, by accident, because we were looking for another establishment.
Yes, and you were more than certain you were walking in the right direction, and I kept saying, no, it's not up here, but you insisted.
We went the wrong way completely.
Yes.
So we were looking for the Skillet in Hindland Street.
Yes.
Which is the same street as Zeke's. In fact, it's next door.
Yes, that's right.
But me being a dafty, we ended up in Hindland Road.
Road, uh-huh.
Yeah. Which is a nice place to live in the leafy suburb.
Yes,
to be
it
fair.
Is, very nice.
Very expensive property. Play tennis and all sorts. Eat lots of expensive chocolate, I believe. Now, this place is called Nostrano. And it's normally a pizza restaurant. So we weren't sure when we go when we walked in if they would do a breakfast. But lo and behold,
They did.
They
yes.
did indeed. So they have a brunch stroke breakfast
menu.
So it's very nice, actually. As I said, it's on Hindland Road, which is in the heart of the West End. It's beautifully decorated, very, very tasteful, very Italian, would you believe?
Yes, uh-huh. Yep.
So I had pancakes, bacon and syrup, costing me £7.50. Now, what I remember about the pancakes were very, very thick. I'm not sure if they make them on the premises or not, or whether they buy them in. Even with the maple syrup, they were dry.
Yeah, so you had to ask for some butter. For
no,
them.
I didn't ask no, for any
didn't.
Butter
right.
Because you I just didn't. I should have, but I've taken a full point off because they didn't give me any butter. I normally would ask, but I didn't for whatever
reason.
Oh,
you were a bit shy that day, I think.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
And I had a roll with bacon and egg.
You did? £6.50.
Yeah, a bit pricey.
Sorry, £6, I do apologise. Yeah.
And do you know what was unusual about me that day?
Yes, you had a coffee.
I had a coffee, yes.
We had three latties all together.
Yes, we got three latties.
We were flying down that road.
The first one came and it was cold.
Yes. A full point off, I'm afraid, Nostrano. We had to send it back. Fair play to the young lady, though, no fuss. Took it back, and she did admit at the time that there may have been something wrong with the machine, but she tried her arm and gave me a cold one anyway. But we sent it back, and it came back piping hot because, again, do not serve Mrs. Round or Mr. F a lukewarm beverage.
No, if it's meant to be hot, we like it hot.
We do.
Yes.
So those were £3.50 each, and again, probably about right for the West End. Although the price of coffee, oh here we go, is creeping up everywhere. And let me warn anybody out there, you're going to get a shocking review if you're going to charge me over £4 for a cup of coffee. So at £3.50 they just make it.
Yeah.
So we're going to give this an 8 out of 10. Yeah?
Yes, I think that's a fair score.
1 point off for lukewarm coffee and 1 point off for no butter on very dry but very large pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. Unless they were left over from the day before.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I shouldn't say that, should I?
Now, they don't operate a tipping system, but what they do is they give you a wee card which has got a QR code on it, and you can scan that to tip them. I hate this. I genuinely hate this, right? Stop this tipping thing. Okay, just don't do it. Just serve me. And if it's been great stuff and it's costing you £40 or £45, and I'll give you a tip if I think it's good, but stop this. Please.
Well, you didn't need to scan the card.
I didn't.
I thought that was quite high tech.
I didn't know. It's nonsense.
I know, yeah.
Pay by cash. There we go.
Yeah.
The Dumbuckety School Ring.
And that's where we are. And it's what time, Mrs. Roone?
It's breakfast review time. And we got our jam down on this one, I can tell you.
Well, that was terrible. So this is the coffee jam in Canal Street in Renfrew.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Now, we went here on a recommendation from social media.
Yes, it was Instagram, or was it TikTok?
TikTok and Instagram. Because a lot of people in their stories, in their reels, and also in their TikTok lives said that this was a really, really good place to go. So who are we to argue? We tried it.
Yes, we did.
So their Instagram page is coffeejam.co and it's in Renfrew. So we rocked up. Now it's walk-ins only, I believe.
Yeah, which was hit the spot for you, Mr. Could you like walk-ins?
I do. One of the things I don't like about early morning stuff is people booking for breakfast. I don't understand that concept. I understand at night time or even for lunch, but for breakfast you have to book a table for breakfast.
Well, if the place is popular, you want to
get there
spot.
Early then. That's what I say. It's breakfast, no lunch. That said, we were there at 9:30. It was busy. Mm-hmm. We were lucky as we got in. Some people were leaving. So we got a wee table in the corner.
Yes, we did. Very romantic.
It was. It was lovely. Now, looking at the menus, we had to try the various specialities that we were advised to do. And I started with the toasted sourdough with black pudding, which has two bits of black pudding and two poached eggs. That was £8.50. And Mrs. Round?
And I had a jam omelette. And I would say I didn't have jam in the middle. It was a four egg omelette with three fillings and toasted sourdough and side salad. So I chose cheese, onion and ham.
You did.
And it was delicious.
And that's £9.
Yes, fantastic value. It filled me up for the day.
Now, one wee thing, what I got caught out on was looking at their Facebook menus. I had the prices in my head, but since the Facebook menus were out and we got there, the prices had went up a little bit. Not much, have to be said, but I got a latte at $3.50, which I guess is standard now.
$3.50. Yeah, I would say so.
But the good thing about it was roasting hot, which I like. Mm-hmm. So no complaints.
I had my usual
here.
Cup of tea.
You did, £2.10, and because we were out the night before and I had a wee druth.
I had an iron brew.
Can iron brew, £2.
Yeah. I just had some tap water.
You did.
Yes.
So we think it's small, it's compact, and we also think it's tastefully decorated.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Thoroughly enjoyed my food, the ambience, good bit of people watching again. Yeah. The tables are quite close together. So if you wanted a wee private conversation, I don't think you would have it in there, but it was fantastic and the food was excellent.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, couldn't fault it. One wee niggle though, we couldn't get the Wi-Fi to connect. That's not a bad thing, I suppose, because if you're using your phone.
Yeah, because how many times I need to tell you, Mr. F, put your phone down. You're with your wife.
But I'm only using the phone to take photographs and images of the places we've been. That's what
yes,
we do.
I know. Yeah.
But that's that niggle aside, that's nothing, not taken away from where we were. So I couldn't fault that, Mrs. Round, so I'm going to give that a 10.
I think it's another 10 out of 10.
So that's the Coffee Jam in Canal Street in Renfrew. It gets a 10 out of 10 from Mr. F and Mrs. Round.
Yeah, fantastic. Keep up the good work, guys. 10 out of 10.
So there we have a wee bonus episode there with Mrs. Round and I reviewing 5 breakfast places for season 5. We enjoy doing it. We have some more to review in the season going forward. A wee hiatus episode, if you like, before we bang into the second half of the season. And congratulations to The Kitchen Window and Coffee Jam, who both got the coveted 10 out of 10. Two great places, but Nostrano, Marigold Cafe and Rue's Kitchen here in Dumbarton are all highly recommended. So if you haven't been, get yourself along. Anyway, thanks for listening to this wee episode, and we'll be back with a full episode very, very soon. Thank you. See ya.